Continuing on, we have an author with us this time by John Sorflaten. He is a PhD, and he has written several books called the Thrall Conspiracy Series. John, thanks for being with us.
Great to be here, Bruce.
Tell me,
how's the weather out your way?
We're doing a little better now. Yeah, we're doing a little better now after those storms.
Great.
Tell me, just give me a quick overview of who you are, and then we're going to talk about these books that you've written for young adults. Tell us a little bit about John Sorflaten.
Sure. My last work was at the National Security Agency. I was there for 8 years as a contractor, and that was quite an eye-opening experience. We've all seen the Bourne movies, and we think we know how the CIA, how the National Security Agency works. But I was right there, and that really inspired me, as a patriotic person, to realize that a lot of people are working really hard to keep our country safe from the bad guys in other countries. And so that sort of overflowed and inspired my opportunity here to write a novel about aliens trying to do bad things in the country here.
What possessed you to write I'm understanding these books, The Thrall Conspiracy, are targeted for young adults. Why that particular audience?
Well, I don't know if you've heard about Greta Thunberg, but she has been in the news quite a bit over the last 4 years. And she started out getting publicity when she sat outside the Swedish parliament for 3 weeks straight. I guess she went home at night. But she was 13 years old, and she was trying to get the Swedish parliament to join what's called the Paris Accords. That's the international agreement that countries sign when they're concerned about global warming. And she became a real hero to me. Here she was, 13 years old. She's actually doing something about global warming rather than sitting on her hands. So that was the inspiration for the book, and my inspiration, too. 50% of the profits from this book go to the Greta Thunberg Foundation.
Now, tell me a little bit, and we don't want to give too much away, but kind of give me a quick overview, the treatment, if you will, for what these books are about, who's in them, and what it's about.
Sure. You probably have quite an age range of people listening to your show. You probably don't have 13 to 15-year-olds listening to your show. I think a lot of adults actually would want to inspire their children and their grandchildren to read an inspiring story about how a hero and his twin sister actually became aware of the problems of global warming denial. There are political leaders here and there in our country and elsewhere who just deny that global warming is happening. Of course, they should be visiting Florida right now and other spots. But you think about the megacities around, including New York. They're just a few feet above the sea level. And when the sea level starts rising even more, all these people are going to have to move. Now, if you haven't prepared for that, we're going to have millions and millions of people, not only in the United States, but other countries like Mumbai, India. That's a coastal city as well. All these megacities are going to be threatened, and people, it's going to be chaos. Now, that's sort of the setting for both books. And what happens is that the hero taps into his relationship with his twin sister, who he hasn't met during his life, based on a comment by his mother as she's dying. Of course, this is a traditional lead-in to a great story. But she's dying because the bad aliens wanted to get rid of her. She was trying to warn people about global warming denial as a tool to manipulate the minds of innocent humans who didn't really understand the issue. So the market for this book really is young people, but older people listening to your show should be concerned and want to share inspiring stories that their children and grandchildren would find readable in an exciting format. I wrote this book to become a movie, and so all the chapters are short, the action is exciting, and it's inspirational. Young people reading this will see a pattern in a way to live their own lives.
Well, you mentioned it wanting it made into a movie back early in your life. You actually studied cinema at the University of Southern California and rubbed elbows with one of the most famous sci-fi producers, George Lucas.
That was an amazing experience. When I got to the University of Southern California, by the way, the Air Force paid my way there. I joined the Air Force to qualify for this special program to go to film school. So I just volunteered, you know, anybody would want to volunteer to be on a film crew by another student. And I didn't know who George was at the time. I was a newbie. And here I was on a film crew with a famous actor, you know, walking from point A to point D in this large arboretum and large garden. And later on, I found out it was George Lucas. Even then, he was a famous as a student doing great projects. And Raymond Burr was the actor. And I was told that George was filming short clips that with Raymond Burr that would help make a larger amount of footage and film that had already been shot more usable. So, yes, I knew him in film school. I was an assistant. A teaching assistant in a directing class, and George bothered to show up twice. It looks like he didn't need to have much training in directing. He did it on his own.
Well, we have just about run out of time, but before we do, we're visiting with John Sorflatten. The book series is called Thrall Conspiracy, and how can people obtain that and find out more about the books?
Sure. You know, we're all online book shoppers now. We have Amazon and we have Barnes & Noble. So those two words that you just said, Thrall Conspiracy, the first book is Thrall Conspiracy Solar Conjunction. The second book is Thrall Conspiracy Genesis. So type in Thrall Conspiracy. You'll see those two titles, the blue covers pop up, and you begin your adventure on an exciting trail.
Well, we have run out of time, but John Sorflatten, and again, it's the Thrall Conspiracy. It's available wherever you purchase your books, and a very interesting career here. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce. Good to see you.